Into the deep again for oil drillers in the Gulf.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. The Obama administration has given the green light for the official resumption of deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico later this month. The government issued the first deepwater drilling permit to a company since the BP oil spill last year. But the economics of oil have changed a lot since then. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The permit goes to Noble Energy for a well about 70 miles off the Louisiana coast. Noble had just started drilling the well 4 days before BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded. After that, all deepwater drilling had to stop, and all drillers had to apply for new permits. Chris Skrabowski is an oil industry analyst in London. He says more permits are waiting for approval. The Gulf has become even more attractive recently because of the unrest in the Middle East.
I mean, where would you rather spend your dollars? I mean, it's not really a difficult question. To spend them in the Gulf of Mexico would be much more attractive than investing them in some of these other countries.
Skrabowski says to get the permit, Noble Energy had to prove it could contain a blowout. It'll be using the same capping technology that finally stopped the BP spill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
President Obama is offering to give states more leeway in opting out of key requirements of the new federal health care law, but he still wants them to meet the law's objectives of providing affordable, comprehensive coverage. Under health care reform, Americans who buy insurance through health care exchanges are guaranteed access to essential medical care. But what's essential? The Institute of Medicine, which advises the government, is meeting in the next few days to hash that out. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Here's the rub.
Everybody's definition of essential is going to be different and unique.
Tom O'Malia teaches medical management at the University of Southern California. For instance, the law says maternity care should be covered, but does that include fertility treatments? Prescription drugs are essential, but is Viagra? And what about speech therapy, say for kids with autism? Stuart Spielman is policy advisor for Autism Speaks.
We are talking about doing interventions that can change the direction of a child's life. This isn't a frill.
But these treatments can drive up costs. Bradley Herring is a health economist at Johns Hopkins University.
So the fundamental tension here is the health insurance premium is going to, as a result, generally be a little more expensive.
The Institute of Medicine is expected to give its recommendations later this year. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. An upbeat spin from European markets this morning. London's added 0.33%, Paris 2/3, and Frankfurt has bounced almost 1%. And if you're keeping track, efforts to reopen the stock market in Cairo have been delayed yet again.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Even as some formerly stable countries in the Middle East fall into civil unrest and chaos, others have come over the hump of revolution and are now trying to rebuild their legal institutions and economies. That's the case in Egypt, where Mitchell Hartman has been reporting from the Entrepreneurship Desk as part of Marketplace's Mideast coverage. He filed this report from Cairo.
It took me a long time to get the specs right. Acoustic studies to lighting.
Veteran newspaper publisher Hisham Essam is showing me around a gutted warehouse where he's building his newest media venture. He had to raise $5 million for the startup.
A lot of people were saying, well, Hisham has a good track record, but we're going to be in trouble with Mubarak if we invest with him.
That's because Essam's previous papers had an irritating habit of irritating the authorities. Now those authorities are out, and the investors are in on the ground floor of a more promising business.
They're saying, we invested with you and it was high risk. And now we're just going to get so many people buying shares.
Revolution often breeds instability, but Hisham Essam and other entrepreneurs here believe that with political reform and financial transparency, their country will eventually be a better place to make an honest Egyptian pound.
Well, I can tell you in a good environment, I can grow at 30% or maybe 40% year over year.
That's Mithat Khalil, a very successful telecom entrepreneur. His company has grown to 3,000 employees and $400 million in revenue by selling cell phones and internet to Egypt's growing middle class. The company could have grown faster, but Khalil says he routinely turned down government contracts when asked to pay bribes.
I think the future will be much better for Egypt. However, I think the coming 8 months will be very, very difficult time.
Khalil thinks it'll take the military at least that long to hold elections, placate workers demanding higher pay, and get banking and the stock market going again. In the meantime, foreign investors might see all the uncertainty and hold back. And multinationals could put expansion plans on hold, says Hisham Fahmy of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt.
That's the price of democracy. We've tried the stable dictatorship. Now we're trying the little unstable democracy. I think it's in everybody's interest for this experiment, revolution, to succeed in Egypt.
The economic future of the Arab world's largest country, with 80 million people, hangs in the balance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, when you think of the freewheeling 60s, what really groovy vehicle comes to mind? Here's a hint.
I don't want to cause no fuss.
No magic bus.
But can I buy your magic bus?
Well, Volkswagen has updated its magic bus, the VW minibus, and it's showing off the concept vehicle this week at the Geneva Auto Show. Executives for the German carmaker say it could inspire the return of the minibus to the VW lineup after all these years. The new version features a cutting-edge, zero-emission electric drivetrain. And here's the only description you need from one industry analyst who's seen it. He says it's very cool-looking, like groovy. You can check out a picture on our website, marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Driving through Jakarta, Indonesia comes with challenges, and that's where the jockeys come in. We're not talking racehorses either.
They are so creative. They're really the real businessmen because they can do income from the critical situation.
I'm Kai Rizdal, business born of traffic laws. Next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.